LA. I woke up in DC, did press, took a train to New York, did press, took a car to Brooklyn, did a PSA for MTV, and now I'm in a car to the airport to go back to LA.
And you're probably ready for a nap or something.
I got a lot of energy. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wanted to, like, before we got into the book, I wanted to start by kind of talking about your roots out this way, of course. And I was wondering what you remember about growing up in Seattle. What stands out most in your mind?
God, man, it was so long ago. But, I mean, you know, I just remember pretty much, you know, just hanging out with my friends. And wasn't necessarily a very happy time for me because I was sort of, you know, going through those teen angst years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I really fell in love with music at that time and, you know, took that with me off to Los Angeles where I, you know, started playing in bands and, and you know, the rest of it. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I have fond memories of going to the Paramount Theater and, you know, seeing some of my first concerts, seeing Queen and Kiss, T-Rex, all kinds of cool, Rush. It was like great music.
Cool. And were you involved at all before you moved down to LA? Were you involved in the music scene up this way?
Yeah, but you know, we were just kind of like, you know, garage band kids, and you know, and I hadn't quite mastered what it was I was gonna do yet.
And you know, I think maybe you. Trying to put everything on a timeline. Just out of curiosity, I was wondering if you knew, speaking of Seattle guys who made it big after they moved to L.A., did you know, like, Duff McKagan or any of, like, the guys in the scene? Or I think you moved, like, you moved a few years earlier.
Yeah, because I moved when I was, like, Duff came down later. I mean, I obviously became friends with Duff, you know, in through Los Angeles.
Right. And you mentioned that you were going through kind of like your teen angst years, and you did get into a little trouble that when you lived up here. And I think I read that you actually stole your first guitar that you owned while you lived in Seattle.
I did. I did. And I guess, you know, maybe in that sense, crime does pay. I don't know. It worked out. Usually not, but in that case, maybe it worked out.
So listen up, kids. Go steal a guitar.
Yeah, I don't know about that advice, but, you know.
Yeah. And kind of segue.